Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IRIS Clothing's Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Bhatt from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of IRIS Clothing Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Quarter 2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. The results and investor presentation are available in our filings with the exchange. To discuss the business performance during the quarter and outlook, we have with us today Mr. Santosh Laddha, Managing Director, Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda, Business Head, and Mr. Neeraj Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer of IRIS Clothing Limited. Before we proceed with the call, a disclaimer: please do note that anything said on this call during the course of the interaction and in our collaterals, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be interpreted as certain forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces and may not be updated from time to time. More details are provided at the end of the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on our website, www.irisclothing.in. Should you have any queries or need any further information at the end of this call, you can reach out to us at our email address mentioned in the company collaterals. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Harsh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our earnings call for the second quarter and the first half of fiscal year 2025. We appreciate your presence as we review the company's performance for this period. I'm pleased to report that during Q2 and H1 FY25, IRIS Clothing has achieved robust top-line growth. This is an outcome of our strategic initiatives, which have been meticulously designed and implemented by our dedicated team. Despite facing challenges with operating margins due to increased input costs, we anticipate that the forthcoming festive period will act as a driver for additional growth, positioning us to achieve robust results in the latter half of FY25. We maintain our confidence in our capacity to bounce back and enhance our profitability. Commenting on our operational business, we have seen significant developments, particularly in the B2B segment. We have expanded our distributor network by adding five new distributors during the quarter, increasing our total to 173. This expansion is a clear indication of our growing market presence and the trust that our partners place in our brand. Furthermore, our retail approach continues to demonstrate its strength, marked by the successful launch of five new exclusive brand outlets in the first half of FY25 and the notable opening of our seventh EBO during Q2 FY25. These new outlets are a significant step forward in our direct-to-consumer strategy, providing customers with direct access to our products. We have implemented a cluster model strategy to enhance our brand presence citywide, starting with store sizes of 500 sq ft and going up to around 800 sq ft. We have plans to progressively increase store size to 1,000 sq ft over time. This strategic expansion of our retail footprint is a clear reflection of our commitment to growing closer to our customers and enhancing their shopping experience with the Dorame brand. Sorry. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the ongoing expansion of our D2C segment. We plan to launch around 15 stores by the end of this year, with a longer-term goal of reaching 100 stores in the next 3 years. This ambitious expansion involves launching new stores every quarter, underscoring our commitment to growth and our confidence in the potential of our brand. In addition to expanding our retail footprint, we are also continuously updating and diversifying our product portfolio. We are excited about the upcoming launch of our new kids winter sportswear products, which is on schedule. This category promises to be an interesting addition to our product range, and we are also exploring new SKUs to enhance our merchandise offerings. We are very confident in our journey to become one of the largest brands in the organized kidswear segment in the country, and we believe we are well on our way to achieving this milestone in the next few years. I will now hand over the call to Neeraj Agarwal, our CFO, who will walk us through the Q2 and HY FY25 financial numbers. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj.
Thank you, Harsh. Thank you all for joining us today. I am pleased to share that we have delivered robust performance in Q2 and H1 FY25. Talking about the key financial highlights for Q2 FY25, our total revenue witnessed a remarkable increase of 28.6% year-on-year, reaching rupees 41.3 crores, up from 32.1 crores in Q2 FY24. Revenue during H1 FY25 stood at rupees 72.8 crores, a growth of 29.2% year-on-year basis against rupees 56.3 crores reported in H1 FY24. While our EBITDA for the quarter was 8 crores, as against 7.5 crores in Q2 FY24, with an EBITDA margin of 19.5%. EBITDA for H1 FY25 stood at 14 crores as compared to rupees 13.9 crores in H1 FY24, with an EBITDA margin of 19.3% in H1 FY25. Additionally, profit after tax for the quarter was rupees 3.8 crores as against 3.6 crores in Q2 FY24, a marginal growth of 5% year-on-year basis. During H1 FY25, PAT was rupees 6.2 crores compared to 6.7 crores in H1 FY24, with 8.6% PAT margin. To summarize our financial performance, we remain focused in driving operational excellence and capitalize on growth opportunities. With this, we can now open the floor for questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. First question is from the line of Aditya from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So with the current capacity utilization at 25 units, what is the maximum scale-up potential and by when do we expect to achieve this? Considering the launch of the new EBOs, there seems to be a need for enhanced capacity.
Yes, absolutely. So currently our capacity stands at around 33,000 pieces per day. And we can expand this capacity with an incremental capex of around 3 crores for the next 2 years. We can expand this specific capacity to around 40,000 pieces per day. But since we are looking at going aggressively with the EBO model and also aggressively expanding the distributor model, we are planning a new greenfield project as well, which will be a capacity expansion which will happen over the next couple years, and that will significantly increase our capacity.
Okay, sir. So one more question. So we have been increasing presence across the countries. So if you could give an overview, what is like contribution of top 5 to 10 cities in our sales as of now? And given the expansion and the kind of store additions we are looking at, how will this shape up as we scale?
currently, if I have to talk about our distribution, we can say basically Maharashtra, Gujarat and Rajasthan contribute around 35% of our revenue. So those are our biggest states, with Mumbai being one of the biggest cities for us in terms of revenue.
Okay, sir. Understood. So that's from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Priyam Shah from India Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, a kind of follow-up from the previous participant. You had just mentioned that we had launched EBOs in last year. So just want to understand, have we reached the break-even for those?
So the first two EBOs that we did in last year, that has reached break-even this year already. So after this festive season, we are seeing a break-even in those two stores. That is what makes us confident, and we have launched already 5 new stores, and we plan to add around 10 more in this year.
Okay, so ideally the break-even, depending upon the area, the size of the store. So
yeah.
For estimation purpose, we say that the break even happens within a year or 18 months.
We expect the break even on an average at store level to happen in around 15 to 17 months.
Okay. That's helpful. And now this is my second question is with regards to you have a very aggressive pipeline of setting up 100 new stores for the coming 2 years. So on an average, how would the ramping up would be happening? So is it 100 like in 2 years, or how it would be happening?
So the ramping up, what has happened is what we are doing at the back end is we are building a strong retail team at our corporate office and expanding. So we have identified, we want to use a cluster based approach. So we have identified 5-7 cities across the country, and we want to open all our stores in those 5 cities primarily. So that is the idea of expanding stores. But if I have to talk about 100 stores in the next 2-2.5 years, we expect it to be somewhere around 40-60 or 50-50, around that number. It's still something that will build as the retail pipeline comes in stronger.
And just my last question, and then I'll come for a follow-up. What was the ASP, that is the average selling price, for the last Q2 that we had? And I believe we have experienced a kind of jump in the ASP.
Yes. So our Q2 ASP at MRP level for us was around 480, but we expect that to go up to 520 by the end of the year.
Okay, and that would be largely attributed by the ASP jump would be of the higher range product.
So it will be value additions on the current product range with a few new product categories being added. That is where the ASP jump will primarily come from.
Okay, understood. And just my last question, and this would be if you can also highlight what would be our contribution of infant to the overall revenue mix during the first half of the year?
So for the first half of the year, infant would be around 12% of the entire revenue.
Okay. Thanks for answering my question.
Category that is increasing very aggressively for us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I'll come back in the queue if needed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Kritika from Sherkhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Ms. Kritika, your voice is very low.
Good afternoon, sir. So I have a couple of questions. First is, you know, with respect to the volume growth during the quarter and the first half, if you can throw some light on that.
Volume growth, Kritika, we'll have to get back to you on that. That is something that I'll get back to you on that in terms of the volume.
Okay. Okay, okay, sure, sir. You know, in terms of, you know, the festive demand, how has it been so far? And, you know, going ahead after the festive season, how do you see things standing across?
So we had a very good festive season, but then again, the product categories that we primarily deal in, it's not directly related to festive. So we expect the winter season, which was really good. And in terms of retail winter season, we are expecting to be really good with a very, very strong outlook for summers 25 as well.
Okay, that's right. That's great. Next, in terms of, you know, the margins. So for first half, we have seen, you know, margins coming at 19%. So, you know, management, you know, indicated that, you know, margins were impacted due to the increased input cost. So if you can, you know, throw some more light, what is exactly happening, what is going around, and how do you see things going ahead? Is this the bottom out or do we, you know, expect to see further correction in margins?
We don't expect any further corrections in margin. We are expecting the margins to primarily remain at similar levels, might be grow by a few basis points, but that's about it. We are not expecting, this is definitely not going down below this. It will stay around the same region.
All right. One more thing with respect to CAPEX that was discussed, you know, sometime before. Also, greenfield, any, you know, details about the greenfield expansion, or it is, you know, just in discussion that will be, you know, taken up earlier in few quarters?
It is in discussion currently. We will update you guys once we have something more to talk about.
Okay, and the expansion to 40,000 pieces per day, that is ongoing or that is also in discussion?
The expansion first, can you come again?
So we mentioned that, you know, with the, you know, free
that is ongoing,
That is ongoing. And when do we expect that to, you know, get...
I think we'll incrementally increase from 33,000 to around 37,000 this year and then go up to 40,000 over the next year, 42,000.
Okay, so by FY25, 37, and then by 14, 26.
42.
Okay, that is from my side. I will join the queue if I have, you know, for any further questions.
Thank you.
Participant who wish to join the question queue may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Naveen from Anala Capital, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Naveen. So I have two questions. Like, while there has been a slight contraction in EBITDA margin from Q1 to Q2 FY25, so can you please help me to understand the reason behind it?
So there has not been a big correction. It's a minor correction, which is primarily because of season. So Q1 was still a lot of summer products. Q2 is primarily winter driven. So there's not a specific reason why the margins have shrunk by a very small basis percentage, but it's primarily due to input costs for us.
Okay. And my second question is like, how was the demand observed during the quarter, and are we experiencing any uptick in demand as we approach the festival season?
Yes, absolutely. So the festival season is all almost over now, primarily. But we have seen a decent expectation and demand from the market, and we see that growing over the next couple quarters for us as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks for taking up my question, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Reshma Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, how are you seeing the inventory moving, sir? And what is the target of inventory days for FY25?
So overall, we are expecting inventories for us to remain at the same levels with an increase in top line that we have already experienced of around 28 to 30%. So we are very confident that our inventory days will come down by around 30% from what it was at the end of FY24.
Okay, and also, can you please share the contribution of top 10 distributors to the revenue, and in which regions have the 5 new distributors been added?
So the top 10 distributors for us would contribute around, I'd say, 25% of our revenue, 20 to 25%. And the 5 new distributors we have added, they scattered. We have added 3 new in Maharashtra, and we have added 2 in UP Pradesh for now.
And what we are targeting, the total number of distributors by the end of this year, in FY25?
We are expecting around 185 distributors by the end of this year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Next follow-up question is from the line of Priyam Shah from India Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity once again.
Thank you.
So now, yeah. So this is with regards to our D2C business,
yeah,
which we feel that like, you know, we are focusing a lot on it. So what are the steps that we are taking so that we would be, you know, reaching to the desired aspirations?
So, Priyam, what we have done is, we have done a lot of homework in the last 18, 24 months where we have built systems in place already for retail. We have built a standard look and feel of the store, which, so if you go to any of our stores, it all looks similar with the same fragrance. So, a lot of detailing has gone into the stores that we are doing currently, and we are very confident that since we have done a very strong base work in the last 24 months, and with a strong brand recall of ours is currently in the system, because if I look at it, whatever we sell, our realization currently is 50% of the overall revenue, right? So if I'm selling 122 odd crores, I eventually around 240 crores of merchandise is being sold in the markets. So there is a very strong brand recall in our customers currently. So it seems like the right opportunity for us to enter the EBO retail segment, where we can go directly to the consumer, because the consumer actually wants our products. That is a bridge that we are trying to build right now with our D2C business. And we have done a lot of homework on that.
No, definitely that we can that can be baked in the numbers that we have seen.
Yeah.
That can be baked in numbers what we are seeing. So there is just one thing that we need to ask is your visions. We see that you're targeting 500 EBOs in 5 years. Is the
big goal that we are
that's the aspirational. So what, how about the team building which is much needed for this aspirational goal?
Absolutely. As we said, so we are aggressively building the retail team for us. We have brought in multiple people over the last 6 months onto our team. We are looking for more people, experienced people who have run retail to join us and drive that growth. So team building will be an absolute integral part of the overall process, and we recognize that, and we are already building on those aspects currently.
Okay, and just one last follow-up with regards to again D2C. So your products are definitely available in Mumbai, And is there something in the management's thought process that you would be targeting organized retail, like, you know, malls or something like that?
So not directly organized retail right away. We are looking at malls, opening stores in malls. We have already done that in and around the eastern zone, where we have opened stores in malls. We have also had shopping shops. So we recently had a shopping shop with Lulu Mall in two of its malls. So that is something that is an opportunity that we are looking at, but not aggressively going after it, because we want to, you know, open our stores, understand what the market is, and then eventually open up the shopping shop model. But then again, if there is an opportunity inbound like the Lulu one, we are happy to grab that currently.
So thanks for the detailed answer once again, and I wish your team all the best, and Diwali greetings from my side. Thank you
so much, Priyam. Same to you.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Kritika from Sherkhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So if you can, you know, let us know what was the, you know, capex for the first half and what is the target for the full year.
So capex was around 1.5 crores currently in the first half, and we expect it to go to around 3 crores by the end of the year. It will increase the capacity.
So this includes the capacity addition that we mentioned and also the maintenance capex. Together it is 3 crores.
Yes, the basic capacity addition that we are doing and the maintenance capex.
All right. And also one question related to the margins. So do we see any impact of on margins due to the EBO addition? You know, so is there, do we see that coming up in the next coming quarters?
So we don't expect the margins to be significantly hit in the coming quarter by the EBO business currently. But we are keeping a keen eye on that, and we expect once we have around 15-20 stores beyond that, that is when we'll see real numbers coming in to the PL of our company.
Okay, all right. So for margins, what we, you know, see that whatever have margins are in H1, it will be likely on the similar base or see growing it by a few basis points by the for the full year. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And, you know, I missed one point on the instant contribution for H1. If you can please help me out with that again.
Around 12%
for H1.
Yeah.
Okay. Also now with respect to, you know, the summer and winter collection, you know, offtake cycle, how exactly it goes on, when is exactly, you know, if you can help that, when, which collection, the order for...
Explain this to you. Basically, summer collection is we started manufacturing from now, and it will start off-taking by the month of December, mid-December, to summer continues to around May, and then June onwards we start selling pre-winters and winters, which continues until November. That is what the ideal cycle for us.
Okay. And is there any significant difference between, you know, the summer and winter margins? Because I think that was what was mentioned for one of the reasons being margin lower in Q2. So is there any significant difference?
Not significant, but there is a slight difference with summer margins being better because of just the ease of producing summer products. The volume is much higher than what a winter product generates.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, to join the queue, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you once again for your trust in us and for being a part of our journey. We look forward to sharing our successes with you in the next earnings call. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remains unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team at Ernst & Young. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Iris Clothing, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.